Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about praying, about talking with God, about living in conversation and communication with Him, and looking at different aspects of what the Bible says about how people in the Bible prayed, about how Jesus prayed, about how we ought to pray. And this morning I want to focus in on praying with joy. And Philippians chapter 1, verse 4, Paul writes, and he says, "In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy." A lot of all in that. All his prayers, all of them, always praying with joy. It's fascinating. Paul writes, and then throughout the letters that he writes to the various churches and individuals, he will typically talk about praying with joy or praying with thankfulness, always talking to God on their behalf and praising God and thanking God for the work that God is doing. And because he starts so many of his letters like that, you kind of would almost get the impression that things are going well and that everybody's doing what they should and that there's a sense of peace. And then you read the letter. And you'll find that in many of the letters, Paul is addressing some pretty serious problems. Addressing them so that the people would correct their attitudes, correct their behavior, correct their actions. But writing and instructing so that we would know what is right and proper ways to live for God's family. In Philippians, often known as the book of joy, it's constantly talking about, you know, it opens here with Paul praying with joy for all of them, constantly talking about rejoicing, and you know, it's got the verse in that Paul says, "Rejoice, I'll say it again, rejoice." And it's been said that while we think about it as a church of joy, if that really was the case, why would Paul be reminding them and telling them to rejoice, to be filled with joy? It seems to be that perhaps it was lacking to some extent. Perhaps the discouragement had set in. And so the letter becomes a reminder that even when things aren't going well, even when things aren't what you wanted them to be, there's reason for great joy if we live in Christ. Paul could write, and even knowing there's things that he needs to address within a church and talk about praying with thankfulness, talk about praying with joy, because he was excited about the work that God had begun in these churches, in these individuals. And he was confident that God would complete it. You see, we pray with joy when we begin to see beyond today, when we begin to see beyond the moment, when we begin to recognize that God is at work. It doesn't take very long in this world to look around and find something that could be very discouraging. In fact, for most people, you don't even have to look around. Somebody will bring it to you. And they will approach you with discouraging news, with something that is designed by the enemy, perhaps not designed by the person telling you, but designed by the enemy to distract you, to discourage you, to steal your joy. And so we have to look beyond this physical world. We have to look beyond the day-to-day routines. We have to look beyond the moment. And when we do that in our own life, and then we begin to do that in the lives of others, we find reason to pray with joy for all the people we know. And I know there's probably somebody that comes to mind right now that you say, for for them. But you don't know what they've done. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know them. And then I read Paul's letters, and he talks about people that betrayed him. He talks about people that showed him great mercy. He talks about people that abandoned him. He talks about people that are caught up in sin. He talks about people, well, that are like you and I. People that are like our loved ones. People that are like our enemies. And obviously, as he writes a letter to the Philippian church, he's writing to those primarily who would be believers in Jesus. Because of persecution, because of the atmosphere, because of so many characteristics of what was going on in the world at the time, it wasn't common, and I'm not sure if it was even thought of, to invite an unbeliever to worship God with you. Instead, you invited them into relationship with Jesus. You fulfilled the Great Commission that as you went, you made disciples. But regardless of that, and regardless of who ends up hearing this letter, because it's heard by countless people today, in Paul's context, he would write to all of those, the people that counted him as a friend, the people that were skeptical of him, the people that despised him, and would say, I always pray with great joy for all of you. Because he knew God could do what he couldn't. He knew God could do what they couldn't. And when we begin to change our attitude, when we begin to change how we pray, then we begin to see ourselves differently. We begin to see others differently. I've said this before. When I was dean of a 5th and 6th grade camp week for a number of years, I would consistently tell the camp faculty that I worked with that the beginning point in dealing with conflict, whether it was conflict among the faculty, whether it was conflict between campers, whether it was conflict with camper and faculty, is to get those in conflict to sit down and to pray for each other. Pretty tough to stay upset fully with someone that you're praying for. You may not still like everything they do. They may not still like everything that you do, but you begin to see them in a different light when you pray. Because you're talking with God. You're allowing His Spirit to open your heart and mind to envision how God is currently working. And so we pray with great joy because, well, not because everything's so nice, but because God is so good. Here in the U.S. and other places of the world, we approach a season and a day that we set aside for giving thanks. I know my friends in Canada just had this holiday there, and it's important that we take time, not just once a year, but continually, to give thanks. I believe that our dedication to giving thanks increases our ability to pray with great joy. It increases our ability to live with great joy. It's this mindset that recognizes that life's a journey. And when we're in the valleys of that journey, it doesn't always feel like we're making progress. In fact, it may often feel like we've digressed. And yet, when we begin to look from God's perspective, and those ups and downs of life continue to have an upward trend as we draw nearer and nearer to God. See, God's desire is that we would look at the body of Christ, that when we come together to worship Him, when we go to our homes and consider the family of God that we are a part of, that we would pray with great joy. And I suspect that's probably a good place to start. When we begin to practice praying with great joy for our family, when we begin to practice praying with great joy for our church family, it becomes a little easier to pray for all people, always, with great joy. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has been shown to us through your grace, your mercy, your forgiveness, your correction, your discipline, through all that you do. And Father, as we consider life and how we interact with you and how you interact with us, we realize that we're not always in favor of all of it, because we don't understand, because we don't see what you see. And yet you continue to shape us and to mold us more and more into the image of Christ, the image, your image that we were created in. And so God, today, help us to consider more than just the moment, so that our prayer life would be filled with greater joy than ever before. Not just greater joy over who you are and what you've done and what you're doing, but that we would learn to pray with joy for all people. And help us as we consider our family, and for many who will be gathering with family throughout this week and into the weekend as we celebrate Thanksgiving, some will be doing so very hesitantly. Family gatherings aren't always peaceful. Conflict spills out and opinions divide. But Father, regardless of the circumstances of these gatherings, may we practice and learn to pray with joy for those that we gather with, for our family members, for those that are able to be present and those that can't be for whatever reason, and even for those that simply choose not to be. And Father, as we extend that into our church family, into your family that we gather with on a weekly basis and we consistently worship you together. And just like the family Thanksgiving dinners, there's often times where people don't get along like they ought. There's disagreements and conflicts and opinions that tend to divide rather than unite. But Father, may our practice with our family help us to be more joyful with our church family. That we would recognize that you're still at work in the midst of what we're going through, and even though we may not be where we want to be or even where we ought to be, we're where you are. So may we pray with great joy for all who gather to be family, to be your family. And we recognize the work that you're doing in us is also being done in them. And even when it looks different, even when the pace is different, it doesn't mean that you've stopped. And it doesn't mean that they've stopped any more than we've stopped. But may we be reminded of the great joy that is ours in Christ, because we I've been forgiven, because we've been given a home, an eternal home, and that those around us that have been washed by the blood of Jesus have that same eternal home as their goal, as their destination of the conclusion of this life. And so, God, may our joy be made complete as we learn to pray for one another, as we learn to get along as we learn to receive and accept correction and to receive and accept forgiveness. And God, today, as we live life, may we be more joyful. Not in a fake way, not in a put-on way, but in a deep, abiding way that comes from your Spirit. And may we always pray for all people, and always with great joy. And in doing so, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.